April 7th, Monday after Easter. Jesus says to me, "You should not wonder at this. I had told you this since the summer of your exile in Sant Andrea, when, in an arid desert, there are no flowers with sweet, healthy sap, but poisonous or flowerless plants. A rosebush arises, and is covered with corolla scenting the air, wild bees dwelling in the cracks, and hollows of dead trees come to those roses, because the wind told them that they had arisen, rich in fragrant saps, where there had been only bitter, rare, poisonous weeds. They come happily, because they can gather in sweet honey without having to go far, far away to look for it. Souls are like this. When a soul of mine blossoms somewhere, and emits the fragrance of me, the poor souls in great need of sweetness, light, comfort, and nourishment then come. And the one that bears my scent must act like a rosebush arising in the desert. Let its soft heart be sucked, give what the Creator has given it. Maria, it is I who live in you, my dear victim souls and servants of love. What you give is me too, for you are so totally given over to me, that you are no longer for yourselves, but because I exist. You existed until you possessed the desire to be entirely mine. We were then fused. And I, the bigger one, absorbed you, the smaller one. The outward robe is yours, the rest, I living in you. And souls perceive my scent and rush forward. And souls glimpse my light and rush over. You are amphoras giving off the fragrance which fills you. Veils enveloping the light, but not concealing it. They, souls, speak to you, in order to speak to me. Let them come. When I create for myself a little living church somewhere, and remain there in the tabernacle of the heart, to console and persuade people that I am there, and am friendly, compassionate, merciful, and patient, the little living church, where Jesus rests must be content that souls come to draw close to Jesus. You will ask, but must she see people then? No, soul of mine. Now less than ever. But receive all the words of her brothers and sisters. Always a spokesman. Of my voice for them, of theirs for me. Manage to distinguish. You can because the light is in you. Distinguish between the needy and the curious. The latter should be kept away. Completely away. Lock yourself, like the valve of a pearl, bearing oyster, over the pearl which is in you, so that empty and sometimes wicked curiosity, always useless, and, on occasion, harmful, will not enter where I am. In you and in your house. Let them stay out with their inquiries, pretexts, and insincere letters. And open, not your house, but your heart, to welcome the needy. I told you yesterday, before that cry of your soul surged in you, we remain together. In the communion of love, and pain for the needs of the world. And don't be amazed, don't get disturbed, don't grow proud. Three futile things, and the last one is harmful. It is only natural that your fragrance should exert an attraction. Entrust the entreaties they present you with to me. Do not grow proud, for this is happening because I live in you, not because of your own virtues. I alone reign, then. And be at peace. Always at peace. As I love you, you see this in all things. Wherever it is you and I alone who want something, it always comes true. Where it does not come true, it is because men and Satan obstruct. But God is not in a hurry. And the obstacle, the delay produced by the obstacle, serves to make the wonder of my work, and of my actions in you shine more beautifully, my lamb, who let yourself be led, sheared, and immolated by your Jesus without putting up any resistance. The shepherd's most docile sheep. Blessed are the meek, the obedient, the generous, and those abandoning themselves to the Lord for the salvation of the world. Blessed are you, soul of mine.